with Seymour. Seymour Slater. Just gonna tell you a little story. You know, I was the only Slater child. I didn't have brothers or sisters, but I had a lot of friends. And I made these friends when I was very, very young and first started going outside to play and look around, you know. You know how you case the joint? That's when I noticed other young Slaters playing games on the dusty ground. See the dust springing up, wonder what was going on. Get a bit closer and, hello, Slaters. Some were flicking little sticks up into the air, trying to catch them with their feet. Then they'd laugh out loud and roll over on their backs. But they had to get another friend to roll them back over because they get stuck upside down, their feet shaking in the air as they try to roll back over. That's when I realized we all need good friends to roll us over sometimes. Is that true? Often we'd just go for walks like exploring, never too far away as we're only young. And we're learning all about what was around us, like animals called dogs, cats. They made some pretty scary noises too. We'd often find them on the grass sleeping under a bush in the shade, sniffing around for food scraps after the barbecue, you know, night before. We'd be real careful we didn't wake them up when we go past them. If we woke them up, they'd stretch out their paws and howl and meow, roll over, then start to shake their bodies really fast, throwing fur and bits of dust and leaves all over us. They could even squash us. So we would have to later Slater and do a super runaway. Otherwise, we'd be under all that dust and stuff. We had neighbors too, you know. Some were friendly, other was a grumpy, real grumpy. One neighbor was Billy Slater. He lived two tree holes down from us. And he was so lazy, never cleaned up after himself. Eat his dinner, leave all the scraps outside his door. Then the rats would come, sneaking around for a snack. You gotta look out for rats also, because they can run up walls and trees. They're tricky, tricky customers. But you know, Billy, it was like he was angry that I was happy, had friends. So whenever we walked past his hole, he'd yell out at us, "Get out of here! Get out of here, you Slater babies!" And he'd throw bits of food scraps at us. Sometimes I'd hold up one of my legs, shout out loud, "Whoa, whoa! Billy, cool it!" And then I'd run flat out, because that'd make him shake with anger. Wow, but it felt so good doing that. But I'd never do it if I was on my own. I'd only ever do it if I had a friend with me, because I kind of felt safe. That's what friends are for, really, eh? You know the old saying? Two Slaters are better than one, right? It was Seymour saying, "See you later."